Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Becoming a Child of Spirit, comes from the audio program Turn Toward the Beautiful, Creativity as a Path of Liberation with Jack Kornfield. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
For me, one of the saddest things that comes from being on a spiritual path for decades now is to realize that everything I've been looking for has been right here all the time, and that it's me who's gotten in its way, usually in my rush to get to whatever's next. Having many friends now who are under the age of 10, they help me to re-experience what I've been missing and to teach me that what I want most of all is to return to that innocent wonder of a child, filled with curiosity and amazement. Not the certainty and the impregnability that I've been searching for. Spending a day with a child is to realize that every morning is a new beginning. That today, for instance, there's a blue sky and the first sun for days. Sometimes it's just a matter of being reminded about what's really important, such as in this excerpt from Jack Kornfield's Turn Toward the Beautiful, Creativity as a Path of Liberation.
You can download the entire program, Turn Toward the Beautiful, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, Becoming a Child of Spirit with Jack Kornfield.
This amazing thing that you are born into for a time and others. And can we not treat each other with compassion and respect and amazement that we're here at all? So this is the child of the spirit, the beginner's mind, the lion, the camel, the child of the spirit. And all of these, like the poems and the sense of beauty or art that they awaken, are to move somehow from this small sense of our problems and difficulties to some greater perspective of the heart. Like the Ojibwe Indian poem, sometimes I go about pitying myself when all the while I'm being carried by great winds across the sky. To see with the eyes of a Buddha, to receive the world with the great heart of compassion, means living in the mystery of this present moment again and again. And it's what we train, what we come here to remind ourselves, to learn. This breath, this step, this fear or longing or love or all the animals in the zoo. And to allow a space of understanding and the mystery to be present. And somehow out of that, in a moment, it begins to change our world from this kind of limited self, the busyness inside and all the things and worries and stuff that we have to do. It's not that you don't do them. There can be a moment just like the clearing of the clouds that happened yesterday. The sun would come out and there were rainbows around if you looked, a whole lot of them in the Bay Area. These rainbows, in a moment it can happen. Realize, oh, I was really caught up in that, wasn't I? In that whole drama. Let's see, was that Hamlet or Lear? Oh, maybe that was Romeo and Juliet, you know. Which one was it? And then there's this kind of waking up. That was quite a drama. And here we are again. This moment, this breath, this person in front of us, this sky. This new rainfall. And therein lies our freedom. In a moment, the freedom of the heart, the awakening that the Buddha spoke of, the dignity, the possibility not only to bear all things, but to see the freedom and to meet all things with compassion, to see the beauty of life, is there in a moment. And I end with one more poem that was given to me by a woman who lived for a long time in San Anselmo in Lynn Park. And I have to explain a little bit about her poem. She was sick. She was in a wheelchair, and the disease that she had is called brittle bone disease, which meant even as a child, as she would try to learn to walk, when she would fall, she would break a bone. So she said, I broke my bones 15 times before I learned to walk. And this is her poem. She talks about the transformation of the heart and the world. Take the time to pray, or to meditate, if you will. Take the time to pray. It is the sweet oil that eases the hinge into the garden, so the doorway can swing open easily. You can always go there. Consider yourself blessed. These stones that break your bones will build the altar of your love. Your home is the garden. Carry its odor hidden in you into the city. Suddenly your enemies will buy seed packets and fall to their knees to plant flowers in the dirt by the road. They'll call you friend and honor your passing among them. And when asked, who is that? They will say, oh, that one has been beloved by us since before time began. And this from people who would have trampled over you to maintain their advantage. Give everything away except your garden, your worry, your fear, your small-mindedness. Your garden can never be taken from you.